Hey guys, you're welcome to the Be More with Olori podcast. Thank you for being so faithful in listening and always checking up on, you know, what we're going to be discussing. I'm having such a great time today. I don't even know what I'm high on, but I'm just happy. I don't know if it's because June is just round the corner. I don't know, but I'm just really ecstatic. And I just want to say I'm super grateful you joined me. And I don't know about you, but hey, anyone else ready for Corona to be gone? You know, but today I want to talk about something that hopefully will leave you feeling lifted and high spirited by the time we're done. I guess for a long time, a lot of people, and when I say long time, 2 months can actually be a long time for someone to be in limbo, you know, on what to do, how to navigate, what to think, how to sort of dissect information that's flying around on different Instagram sessions. I don't think I've ever seen this many Instagram live sessions, like at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. There's like live everywhere, you know. But that was before I took a break from social media. I decided to do that as a personal retreat for myself, because one of the things that actually gets me going is being able to know when to take that break. And I do that frequently. I know I have some of you out there who do the same thing. But, you know, today I just want to talk to people who, you know, May was pretty tough, you know. And I get you, because you're not the only one. Let me start there. You're not the only person who feels like, I actually still feel like I don't know what I'm going to do next. And I get you. I understand that place where you feel, you hear what people are saying. In fact, you have a coach for some of you. Some of you have a mentor. Some of you have like that close person who tells you what to do and all of that. Some of you are even more in tune with God. You feel like you've been able to really recalibrate your relationship where God is concerned. You've been able to put your house in order, which is what I've been doing, just putting my house in order. And by the way, my house is in order on level one. So my ground floor is sorted. I'm still looking at, you know, my first floor and second floor, because really it's a journey, isn't it? But yeah, I guess, you know, there's so many of us who we actually have that support system that's supposed to guide us, and it's actually supposed to get us thinking and sort of navigating what next. And I know some of you started a new business, or some of you are contemplating if you should start a new business, and I'm going to try and address all those things in the, you know, few minutes that I have. But I just want to talk to those who felt like May was really harsh. And to be fair, like I said in the at the beginning of this episode, you're not alone, you know, and I don't want you to think like you don't have it together. You actually are doing all right. In uncertain times, the last thing you want to do is doubt yourself, your competence, the kind of value you bring to the table. Don't doubt those things. Rather, what you should do is sharpen them. What you should do is ensure they are like updated. It's the like as iOS, the operating software, you have the latest version of yourself to bring to the table. So that's my question to you. You know, May was tough, I get it, but are you operating with the latest version of yourself? So that's my big question. Are you updated? We're in a season now where everyone is screaming new era, new normal, post-COVID, reposition, but, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on, you know? And in that time, you really have to trust, one, the God you serve is not going to leave you nor forsake you. It's something you must never forget. It's something that you must hold as like an advantage that you have, regardless of what is sinking around you. I know some of you lost your job, and I really empathize with you. It really goes to show that we really don't know what tomorrow brings, right? And I know that you probably even thought you were going to be promoted. For some of you, felt like you were going to get maybe like a bonus or something like that from work, and maybe that hasn't really planned out, and you lost your job or your safety net in May. And I just want you to know that, look, it's not the end. It's just a new beginning. Okay. Did you get what I said? So it's an entirely new direction. That's what end stands for. And I want you to trust that it's not really about what you've lost in this season, but what you've been made to realize that you still carry. Do you know what I mean? They can take a job from you, but they can't take your skills. They can take away their job, but they can't take away the fact that you are the money. That job is not the money. You yourself, as you are the money. And if one season ends, remember, it's just taking you in a new direction. And you have to have this mindset. Otherwise, you will sink with what is sinking. And you don't want to do that to yourself. And I congratulate those who've been able to get different business ideas, really like further identify the opportunities that are currently around them or outside of their comfort zone. I congratulate you because you are like what I would call the first movers. So the first movers are those guys who get to that opportunity first, milk it almost before everybody then says, oh, you know, let me join and get some of the pie. So well done in identifying this new opportunity and this new business idea. But here are some things I want you to think about. I want you to think about the fact that, one, am I operating this business idea with my updated version? Am I going to carry this out with the new me? Okay, with a new era comes a new you that must match. You must match this new business idea. Look, don't think the you that existed in March can fulfill what's about to hit you in 2020. There's nothing normal about 2020. So try your best to really ensure, as I would like to call it, ensure that you have an updated version of yourself running this business. The second thing I want you to think about is this business opportunity short-term or long-term? There are a lot of things that are going to be made into business ideas that will serve a short-term problem, and there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong. There are going to be other ideas that will serve a longer term goal, and you have to see how you fit your business into those ones. If you're unsure, keep testing the waters, keep, you know, sort of re-evaluating the business idea, but whatever you do, move. Okay, remember what I said, the first movers are the ones who will clear out quickly in this season, in this period of what it seemed to be like so much people were leading through a fog. At the same time, there were people who were able to say, you know what, it looks like I'm going to have to recalibrate and reorganize and reposition myself and my business to be able to meet the demands of the new economy. If there's going to be a new economy, you're going to have to bring new products, new offerings, new services to the people. Okay. In all of these things, the upgrade you're looking for starts with you, then your business, and then, of course, in the products or services that you are offering. Remodel. If you need to let people go, do so with a very sympathetic and very good plan. Don't just let people go because you know it's a tough season. So don't put people in a tougher position by letting them go without a proper, and I would like to call it, adequate package for them to actually exit your business. At the same time, I want to also talk to those who are employees. Okay, employees right now, what you need to look at if you're working as part of a big organization and not owning necessarily your own business is you're going to need to think about being a problem solver for your boss, right? Everybody right now is looking for geniuses, like talents, raw, almost like they get what is happening and they bring the solution to the organization. Don't worry about your rank. Don't say, I'm just in admin, I'm just in HR, I'm just in accounting. No, if you feel there's something that your business, that your company can do, shoot your boss an email. You might just be getting that promotion that, you know, they've been looking at who to give. So don't, if you've been under intense knowledge seeking and dissecting processes in the last 2 months, this is a good time to shine. Don't feel like you are being humble when you don't say anything about what you can do. You're not being humble. You are missing out on opportunities. Send your boss an email. Send somebody that you know can help you get the job, contract, project that you're looking to work on, whether it's government, whether it's internations, whether it's the business you're working in, doesn't matter. Send the email about what you can do now. Everybody is expected to be updated, to be a new version of themselves. I'm telling you, if you don't inform people that you can now do certain things, nobody is going to get you on board. All right. For those of you who are looking for a new job, okay, what I would suggest to you is that you also repackage yourself to meet the demands of the companies that you're looking to work alongside. I heard about a lady who she got a job from a company in this season when people are losing jobs, and it is paying her super, super well, you know. So don't think that you need to lower your standards in this season. I think if you show us what you bring to the table and do so with audacity, like the courage, the boldness to say, look, I haven't just been out of work for 2 months. I have been upgrading and updating myself, my skills, and every single thing about myself. You know, just sell yourself in a way where you really are the next big thing. Okay, so all that out of the way. So what is coming up for a lot of people now is, and I guess to be honest, even I had to really look inwards before deciding what I want to do next. And I still don't even have the full picture. And don't think you have to have the full picture of what next. That thing can be such a huge process. Okay, so it's not everybody that knows what next in totality, but take it one day at a time. June is, you know, coming up, or, you know, for a lot of people who are outside of the country listening, you're already in June as I speak. But I just want you to come into this month with a fresh mind. Okay. Forget about what didn't work in May. Forget about how you felt bummed or how you felt cheated for some of you. Forget about the job you lost. Forget about, I lost a dear aunt of mine in May, and I'm just really looking forward to what's coming up. I choose to do that, and that's what I'm asking you to do in this episode. I just want you to look on the bright side. I want you to look at the fact that you've not lost everything. And I mean, to a large extent, you don't even know what's in store for June. But guess what? We can start planning and calling those things that be not as though they were. So start looking at reorganizing your life by your words. Start looking at reorganizing your outcomes by the things you say and do. So I'm not going to be, I'm not waiting for anything to happen to me or for me. I'm going to make some happen, and I'm going to preempt some of them by the words that I speak over my family, myself, my businesses, and everything that I have in my care. So what I'm begging you, and I'm using the word begging because I had to deal with quite a number of people who didn't know how to navigate through this tough times. I mean, April was cool. You know, everybody was still feeling like, yeah, I got this. I got this. But May came and it was like a blow. Poof, you know, everybody came sort of flying down at some point. But this is what I want to let you know is that you've got this. You really have. You really have. And I'm sending you uncontaminated hugs. You know, because I get that it was tough, but you're tougher. You really are tougher than everything that happened in the month of May. For those of you who had a ball in May, guess what? It's about to get lit. You know, you're going to have a more awesome month in June. So I just wanted to come on and encourage people from all over the world who listen in. And I'm super, super grateful. You know this, my heart is always so full when I see the amount of people who listen and actually send me messages, talk about the things they've learned. I'm grateful. I really am. And I appreciate every single person who does that from time to time. I just want to do a shout out to those who follow me on Instagram and followed and checked up on me. Like, y'all ain't seen me for 7 weeks thereabouts. And I had so many messages from people saying, oh, Lori, where are you now? Where have you been? What's happening? Or just checking in. Some people called. Thank you. Thank you. In these times, there's nothing like wanting to know that you still matter to the people who are around you and those you can't even see. So I just want you guys to know that you mean so much to me. You mean so much to OBA, Oloriboye Ajayi. And I'm praying for you that your heart in this new month will be joyful and super glad about what's happening, what's in store. But don't forget what I said. I said you have to make some things happen for yourself. And that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm saying, can you trust that it will be a better month? Can you trust that you can make so much more progress in June? Can you trust that you've got this? Can you trust that the updated version you have of yourself is going to sell? Like, it's going to get you what you've not been able to get in the past few weeks. So this is me signing out. Thank you for joining me again. And I'll speak with you very soon. Thank you.